the passages 1 Peter 3 verses 8 to 17. Finally, all of you should live together in peace. Try to understand each other. Love each other as brothers. Be kind and humble. Do not do wrong to a person to pay him back for doing wrong to you. Or do not insult someone to pay him back for insulting you. But ask God to bless that person. Do this because you yourselves were called to receive a blessing. The scripture says, a person must do these things to enjoy life and have many happy days. He must not say evil things. He must not tell lies. He must stop doing evil and do good. He must look for peace and work for it. The Lord sees the good people. He listens to their prayers, but the Lord is against those who do evil. If you are always trying to do good, no one can really hurt you, but you may suffer for doing right. Even if that happens, you are blessed. Don't be afraid of the things they fear. Do not dread those things, but respect Christ as the Holy Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to answer everyone who asks you to explain about the hope you have, but answer in a gentle way and with respect. Always feel that you are doing right. Then those who speak evil of your good life in Christ will be made ashamed. It is better to suffer for doing good than doing wrong. Yes, it is better if that is what God wants.
Well, how do we react when people are mean to us? I remember when I was in school, the other children used to call me names. I know. They called me Big Ears, as in Big Ears the Brownie. And they used to call me Dumbo the Elephant because my ears were so enormous, just like Dumbo's. And they used to call me Roundhead because they said I had a particularly round head. I know, it's very sad, isn't it? I know, thank you very much. It's all you'll see now, isn't it? Are people ever mean to you? The Apostle Peter is writing to Christians who are being persecuted. People are being mean to them. Now, the persecution of the church was much worse than people just being mean to us. But nonetheless, how do we react when people are mean to us? Well, three things to say from this passage. Be loving, be brave, and be good. And we've got some actions to go with this. Be loving. Can you all do that? Put your hand in your heart. Be loving, be brave, and be good. So first one then, be loving, hand on heart. I've actually got some medals here. It's rather a nice one, isn't it? And it says loving on it. Can you see that? And I'm going to award this to myself. Thank you very much. I'll give myself a medal for being loving. Yes, I think I deserve that. Verse 9. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing. Imagine someone is being very mean to you. How would you feel about them? You'd probably want to beat them up. How did Jesus respond when people were mean to him? He just loved them, didn't he? How can we love people when they're mean to us? Do you remember when Jesus was crucified, when he was on the cross? Do you remember he wasn't nasty back, even to those who were killing him? Do you remember what Jesus did as he was dying on the cross? He prayed for his killers. he said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." Have you thought of praying for people who are being mean to you? Because they won't be happy people. They'll be sad and angry people, probably. So, hand on heart, be loving. But secondly, be brave. And I've got a medal. Oh, yes, be brave, that's right. Thank you very much, be brave. I've got a medal for being brave as well. Well done, me. There we go. Loving and brave. That's me. Gosh, I feel very proud of myself with these two medals. Verse 13. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. Well, we do all get frightened sometimes when people are mean to us. But we don't have to let fear win. We can be brave when we feel frightened. Jesus understands when we feel frightened, and he can help us to be brave. Be brave enough to talk about Jesus, verse 15. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. I was in the gym the other day, and one of the instructors said to me, "Are you a church worker? Are you a Christian?" he said. I said, "Yes." He then proceeded to ask me questions about the faith for 40 minutes, when I was meant to be working out. It was great fun to talk about Jesus. Lovely thing to do. So be loving, be brave, and thirdly, be good. And yep, here's my third medal for being good. There we are, I've got three medals. Be good. Look at verse 16. Keeping a clear conscience, so that's being good, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior may be ashamed. Verse 17. For it is better to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Let me tell you a story about a boy in school. One day, the teacher didn't turn up for his lesson, and the class basically went wild. People were writing on the whiteboard and were making a mess and pulling displays off the wall. But this boy was a Christian. He knew he mustn't just join in with everyone else. And that was very hard. But he knew Jesus wanted him to be good. So how do we respond when people are mean to us? We must be loving, brave, and good. This is going to be difficult, but because we belong to Jesus, and when we belong to Jesus, he puts his spirit in us to enable us to please God. But even so, we all fail at this. We're not loving, brave, and good all the time. But the great news is that Jesus died on the cross to pay for all the times we fail to be loving, brave, and good. And God forgives us when we come to him, simply saying sorry and deciding to live for Jesus from now on. So do you know what? Actually, just realized, I don't deserve these three medals, being honest. I haven't been particularly loving I haven't been particularly brave. I haven't been particularly good. I fail at all those things. We all do, actually. We can't be perfectly loving, brave and good. But Jesus has always been loving, brave and good. He deserves the medals. Jesus deserves the medals. Jesus is perfect. And when we put our trust in him, he shares his perfection with us. Jesus shares his goodness and love and bravery with us. So I don't want you to think today, I just need to be loving, brave and good. We can only do those things if we belong to Jesus. If he's paid for our sin on the cross, if we're trusting and loving him. Well, if that's true, then Jesus shares his perfection with us. God looks at us and he sees us as just as good as Jesus. Which is amazing, isn't it, really? See, knowing Jesus is the best thing ever. We're all failures, but Jesus shares his perfection with us. I wonder, have you had that experience? Have you come to God and said, I want to know Jesus. I want to be forgiven for the things I've done wrong. And I want Jesus to share his perfection with me. It's a wonderful thing when we have that experience. Shall we pray together? Heavenly Father, we thank you again for Jesus. We thank you that he is perfect. Perfectly loving, brave, and good. And Father, we confess that we're all failures, but we thank you that Jesus paid for our failure, our sin, on the cross. And now he shares his perfection with us. Lord, help us all to be a part of this. Help each one of us to trust in Jesus for ourselves. And we pray this in his name. Amen.